Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
They said it couldn't be done. Well, it's just been done. Verizon, in a complete 180, brings back unlimited data plans.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And as Sprint, T-Mobile, and AT&T chip away at Verizon's customer growth, some say it led to Verizon finally caving. Monday, we learned that it will start selling unlimited data plans for the first time since 2011. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now with the very latest on this front is the Wall Street Journal's Ryan Knutson. Hey, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this seems to be a stark change to what Verizon was previously doing, because not so long ago, they were singing a different tune. Just to set the scene here, what had Verizon been doing up to this point?
They had only been selling data buckets. So you had a monthly data allowance, and if you hit that at the end of the month, then up until just very recently, you would get hit with big overages. It was like $15 per gigabyte. Mm-hmm. So even if you went over by like 5 or 10 megabytes, which is just, you know, maybe an email with a large photo attachment, you get hit with 15 bucks.
It's a good way to put it, how easy it is to get hit.
Yeah. And then if you blew past that, you know, some people would be surprised by having maybe hundreds of dollars if they had watched a movie or something like that. I mean, Verizon would send out warnings, but still, mm-hmm. they were getting pounded by rivals over this. I mean, a lot of the marketing that Sprint and T-Mobile in particular were doing were aimed at Verizon specifically. We saw in the Super Bowl, there was all these advertisements from Sprint and T-Mobile where they called out Verizon specifically for their big bills. And the reason why this is such a big deal that Verizon is moving to unlimited is because Verizon has, for a long time, since they got rid of unlimited in 2011, they have basically said that unlimited is not possible in wireless, and that it's unsustainable. You can't make money doing unlimited because everybody is sharing the same airwaves. And so if there's one cell phone tower that has 1,000 people connected to it, then all those people are using the same airwaves to attach to the network. So if everyone has unlimited, then people will use so much data that they'll be constricted. And and then also, you know, then the carriers can't just monetize for that increased usage because, you know, you don't buy a 10 gigabyte, you know, you don't move up from a 10 gigabyte bucket to a 15 for your family. If you have unlimited, you stay there. But now, given that Sprint and T-Mobile in particular have these unlimited plans and they have been stealing Verizon's customers, Verizon finally felt like it had to respond. And so,
right. How will it compare? Because oftentimes there are cute little postscripts to T-Mobile or Sprint's unlimited plans. So how will this compare and how will it, you know, compete with what other carriers are doing?
Yeah, so the main footnote, I guess you could say, that T-Mobile and Sprint have with their unlimited plans is that the video that you watch will be streamed at a lower resolution. So that means it doesn't put as much data pressure on the phone. But and they say, and this is probably true, you can't really tell the difference when you're watching on a small screen if it's HD or if it's like standard definition. Mm-hmm. So Verizon says that they're not going to do that. They're going to just let people stream HD quality video. But Verizon, what they will do, which is what all the carriers do with their unlimited plans, is say that if you're like in the top, I forget what the percentage is, top 90th percent or 95% of data users, then if you're on a cell tower that is congested, then we will slow down your speed so that to make room for other people on the network. Mm-hmm. What that translates into for a lot of people is if you hit, in Verizon and AT&T's case, if you use 22 gigabytes in a month, then they will deprioritize you, meaning they'll let someone else onto the network before you get there. Most people only use a couple of gigabytes now because they've got Wi-Fi at home, right. You've got Wi-Fi at work, you know, you're only on the road for a small period of time. But when you have unlimited, you know, your data use will go up because you might be sitting on the couch thinking, well, I don't need to connect to my Wi-Fi network because I have unlimited data. So if you hit that upper tier, and that's certainly, the 22 gigabytes is not enough to replace your home broadband internet connection. I mean, people that, especially millennials that are streaming video, Netflix and stuff like that, I mean, you'll hit 22 gigabytes relatively quickly if you've got a few people streaming. So this is not quite yet a replacement for home high-speed broadband. And so you do have to watch out about hitting that upper limit. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it that's sort of confusing is you don't know if you hit 22 gigabytes, you don't know when you're going to be on a congested tower, you know? I mean, right. That's just like, well, oh, you could be in the middle of something and suddenly you get to slower speed, but it's really kind of a gray area.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Ryan Knutson about Verizon bringing back unlimited data plans. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening. So ultimately, how much of a shakeup will this be to Verizon's business model? Is it taking a hit? And what else does it have to think about now that it's made this move?
Yeah, it's hard to go back from this because this is sort of like the last page of the book. You know, there's not really much more you can hit back on unless you start lowering the price. Mm-hmm. So some analysts are talking about how, well, you know, this means that Verizon has less room to grow its core business and it may need to do M&A, buy another company. We reported a while ago that they were looking at buying a cable company, Charter in this case. But Verizon has always been pretty deliberate in its strategy, trying to do something that makes sense. So it's not clear that they may do that. I think this will probably be a very important data point, though, for people in Washington, D.C., as regulators think about whether or not to allow further consolidation in the communications sector. Specifically, you know, will maybe Sprint and T-Mobile try to merge at some point down the road?
Because there were talks about that, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to imagine Verizon ever launching an unlimited data plan if they weren't being hit on both sides from Sprint and T-Mobile on this plan. Mm-hmm. And all the companies have been investing heavily in their networks, and they've been reducing price, and Verizon is doing something that it has basically said is, you know, unthinkable for it. So this will be certainly a data point there. And I should add, I haven't mentioned AT&T does have also an unlimited plan, but it requires you to sign up for satellite television service with DirecTV, which it owns, which is a little bit of a barrier there for a lot of people that don't want to put a satellite dish on their house.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving pieces going on all over the board. So it's always nice to have you here to sort it all out.
Yeah,
Ryan,
thanks
as always.
Thank you.
Thanks again to the Journal's Ryan Knutson. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.